Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah Ches are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fine Receiving Hagon, Bikar of Mamish. Mishnah Ches tells us, Kol Zman Shemevi Raya, any time that the one who's paskined against is able to come with a proof, he has either Edim or Shtar to prove his side, so then he'll knock out the din. Even if he walked out of the din Torah with them telling him that he owes money, if he later on down the line, it could be a month or 2 months, maybe even a year down the line, he finds a proof showing that he's correct, so they'll reverse the judgment. However, let's say Amrulai, the Dayanim told him, all rights that you have to prove your side, you gotta bring from now up until 30 days. Only if he finds him within 30 days, so then that will overturn the din. If he comes after 30 days, it's not gonna overturn the din because he was only given 30 days. However, says, what do you want this guy to do? He wasn't able to find Edim within 30 days. He found after 30 days. And therefore, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even if they gave him a cap of 30 days to bring proofs, if he found afterwards, no problem, he could bring them as well. Now let's say Amrulai, they told him, Have Edim, bring Edim. Va'amar, and he said, Beferush, ain't li Edim, I don't have Edim. Or Amru, they told him, Have Raya, bring a proof, bring a shtar. Va'amar, and he told him explicitly, ain't li Raya, I don't have a shtar. Ulacharsman, and after some time, Hevi Raya, he brings a Raya, Umatza Edim, or he found Edim, Harizein a klom. That's nothing, we don't pay attention to them, because we're afraid that he forged the shtar, or he hired Edim to testify on his behalf. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says as well over here, what do you want this guy to do? He didn't know he had Edim supporting him, and afterwards he found Edim. Or he didn't know that he had a shtar that supported him, and then he found that shtar. Therefore, we'll allow him to bring those Edim or that shtar, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, Amrulai, let's say Edim told him, Have Edim, bring Edim. And Amr said, Ainli Edim, I don't have Edim. Or they told him, Have Raya, bring a Raya, bring a shtar. Or Amr, Ainli Raya, and he says, I don't have a Raya, I don't have a shtar. And then right away, Rosh HaMaschai Bedin, he saw that they were about to paskin against him in the case. Va'amar, and he says, Oh, Kiru, plenty, Va'iduni. Come close, Mr. So and so, Beryl and Shmerel, come and give Edis for me. Or out of his jacket, he pulls out a shtar and says, Hey guys, this is my Raya, Harizena Klum. Even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we don't trust him because we assume that he had these false Edim waiting by the side the entire time, or he had this forged document in his pocket the whole time. And the only reason why he brought it out now is because he saw they were going to paskin against him. And so it's in this case, everyone agrees that we can't trust him and we're not going to rely on these Edim or this shtar. And moving on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah tells us, both monetary cases and capital cases, din nefashas, they need drisha v'chakira. We have to ask the edim all these sorts of questions that fit under what's called drisha v'chakira. Shneimar, because the pasuk says, mishpat echad yeh lachem, you should have one judgment for yourself, which is both din mamonis and nefashas. So the question is, ma bein din mamonis and din nefashas? What are some differences between din mamonis, monetary cases, and din nefashas, capital cases? So here we have a bunch. Number one, din mamonis v'shleisha v'din nefashas ba'es v'shleisha, din mamonis are judged with just 3 dayanim, whereas din nefashas is 23 dayanim. Number two, din mamonis, paischin bein l'schos bein l'chayva, when dealing with monetary cases, they can open up the discussion whether it's a schos or it's a chayva, it's something against him. Whereas with din nefashis, when dealing with a capital case, paischin l'schos ve'ein paischin l'chayva, we only start discussing the case for the schos, for the benefit, for the good of the guy who's being judged, not against him. Number three, din mamonis matan al pi echad, in monetary cases, we're going to lean, meaning we're going to go with the majority, even though there's only one. Bein l'schos, bein l'chayva, whether for the good or against him. So even if we have 2 versus 1 against the litigant, that's how we're going to go. However, v'din nefashas in capital cases, matan al pi echad l'schos, bal pi shnayim l'chayva. If we have a 1-judge majority, then we'll go with that only if it's for the schos of the guy. So if we have 12 saying he's potter and 11 saying he's chayiv, so that's a 1-judge majority for the good, we'll go with that. But if we want to be mechayiv him, we want to say that he has to be killed, then we need to have a 2-judge majority. Number four, v'din imamonis v'chzirin bein l'schos bein l'chayva. A case of v'din imamonis, we're going to go back, meaning we're going to overturn the judgment that was already made. If they found more information, it's going to either turn it for the schos or even for the chayva. Whereas din nefashos in capital cases, machzirin l'schos ve'in machzirin l'chayva. We're only going to overturn the judgment if we found something for the person's schos, but not if we find something new against him. Another difference, din mamonis, hakom b'lamdim l'schos v'chayva. In a case of din mamonis, everyone, meaning not only the dayanim but also the talmidim that are there watching the proceedings, are allowed to speak up and say something for schos or for chayv. Whereas din nefashos, if it's a capital case, hakom b'lamdim l'schos ve'in hakom b'lamdim l'chayva. Everyone's allowed to say something for the good of the person, but not everyone's allowed to say something for the bad. Only one of the dayanim. Another difference, din mamonis, hamlamed chayva, mlamed schos. In a case of din mamonis, if one of the judges spoke up, and at first he started talking about how the person is chayiv, how he's wrong, how he has to pay, he's allowed to later on come and say, oh, actually, the guy's zakai, really, he's not chayiv. Vamlamed schos, mlamed chayva. And it's the same thing the other way around. If he starts out in the schos of the person, he's not chayiv, he doesn't have to pay, and then later on he says, you know what, I actually think he does have to pay, that's okay as well. The judges could change back and forth. But din nefashos, when dealing with capital cases, hamlamed chayva, mlamed schos. If one of the dayanim was inclined towards words chayva, and then he thought of his chos, he's allowed to say it. Avam lamid chos ein yochel lachzor lamid chayva. Once a dayan started leaning towards his chos, paskening for the good of the person, he's not allowed to now switch and lean towards chayva. Another difference: din mamon is done by yom v'garim balayla. Monetary cases, they start judging them during the day, and they can complete them even at night. Whereas din nefasha is done by yom v'garim balayla. They have to judge them during the day, and they're only allowed to complete them during the day as well. Another difference, which is really a continuation: din mamon is garim balayla. Monetary cases are going to be finished that same day that they started judging it. Ben l'schos ben l'chayva, whether it's l'schos or l'chayva, it doesn't make a difference. However, they ended off the day. That's what they got a paskin like. Whereas din nefasha, we're dealing with capital cases, garim balayla. If they finish that day, and at the end of their discussion, it seems to be that the guy is zakai and he's not chayiv, that's how they're going to stamp the din. Okay, he's zakai. However, b'yom shalachar of l'chayva, they'll finish the judgment the next day. If the first day they started sitting and judging, it was ending up not so good for him, they'll put a pause on it and they'll pick it up tomorrow to try to find some sort of schus for him. Lefikach, therefore, ain't done loy b'erev Shabbos loy b'erev Yomtif. No starting a case of din nefasha is erev Shabbos erev Yomtif, because that means that they're going to have to complete it the next day. And if it turns out the fellow is chayiv, that's called being ma. His din. They're going to be delaying his judgment till after Shabbos, and we're not allowed to do that. So therefore, no judging a case, Erev Shabbos or Yontif. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more differences between din and nefashos and other cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.